DJ. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमदिष्टिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बिविटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमदिष्टिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। व्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। गोलोकेर प्रेम धन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो फिफ्थ श्लोक है इसमें फिफ्थ। सो इट्स अ क्वाइट बिग prose shloka, so we'll read the translation of 5th, 6th and 7th shlokas. Prabhupada says, in translation, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, sometimes the conditioned soul in household life, being attached to material wealth and possessions, is disturbed by gadflies and mosquitoes, and sometimes locusts, birds of prey and rats give him trouble. Nonetheless, he still wanders down the path of material existence. Due to ignorance, he becomes lusty and engages in fruitive activity because his mind is absorbed in these activities. He sees the material world as permanent, although it is temporary and phantasmagoria, a house in the sky. It's called as Gandharva Nagara. Okay. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The following song is sung by Narottam Das Thakur. Ahankare Mattahaya Nitai Pada Pasariya Asatyera Satya Karimani. Due to forgetting the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and being puffed up by material possessions, wealth and opulence, one thinks the false temporary material world to be an actual fact. This is material disease. Living entity is eternal and blissful, but despite miserable material conditions, he thinks the material world to be real and factual due to his ignorance. Shloka number 6. Sometimes in this house, in the sky, the conditioned soul drinks, eats and has sex. Being overly attached, he chases after the objects of senses, just as deer chases a mirage in the desert. So, seventh. Sometimes the living entity is interested in yellow stool known as gold and runs after it. The gold is source of material opulence and envy, and it can enable one to afford illicit sex, gambling, meat eating and intoxication. Those whose minds are overcome by mode of passion are attracted by the color of the gold. Just a man suffering from cold in forest runs after phosphorescent light in marshy land, considering it to be fire. Okay. So, there is wonderful purport. We will read this also. Prabhupada says, Parikshit Maharaj told Kali Yuga to leave this kingdom immediately and reside in four places: brothels, liquor shops, slaughterhouse and gambling. However, Kali Yuga requested him to give one more place, and then Parikshit Maharaj gave him one more place, that is gold. So gold encompasses four principles of sin, and therefore according to spiritual life, gold should be avoided as far as possible. If there is gold, there is certainly illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. Because people in the Western world have great deal of gold, they are victims of these four sins. The color of the gold is very glittering, and materialistic person become very much attracted to its yellow color. However, the gold is actually a type of stool. A person with bad liver generally passes yellow stool. The color of this stool attracts materialistic person, just as the will-o-wisp attracts one who needs heat. Okay. So, very graphic example given by Sukadeva Goswami and then elaborated by Prabhupada. So first of all, we will discuss the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. So there are various scriptures, many scriptures, they describe in hundreds and thousands of shlokas how you can acquire gold in this world, how you can become happy in this world. We should do this sacrifice, you should perform this yajna, you should donate this thing at this place, at this time, and then you will get a good son, a good life, a very much prosperous life and what not. So there are so many shastras that describes that how by performing various prescribed duties mentioned in shastras perfectly, you will get earth. Okay, if you perform this dharma, which are mentioned in scriptures, you will get earth. So there are various types of dharma. So most of the shastras deals with dharma that are related to this body. Okay, everyone has dharma. Because of this body, they will have dharma of today's Independence Day. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki Jai Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Today is Independence Day, everyone is celebrating independence because every one of us identify that we are Indians and we have got independence. But only we know how much independent we are. So we have our Rashtra Dharma, we have Dharma or religion or responsibilities as a family member. Okay, as we live in society, so there are various dharmas. But no other shastra except Srimad Bhagavatam has the courage to clearly and boldly declare that everything else is useless. Okay. So therefore, after writing entire writing everything, all the Vedas, Itihas, Puran, everything, Vedvyas was not feeling satisfaction in his heart. Because the very purpose why he was writing everything was not being fulfilled. Okay. Sometimes you go to a doctor, you give the medicine, but the medicine is totally like, sometimes the sugar coating is so much, medicine is very small. In childhood there used to be a cough syrup. So that used to help in treating the disease, but later it became an addictive thing. So if there was not many intoxication was not available, many used to take that cough syrup. Okay. So the real message is in other scriptures, so much quoted with so many other things that many times the real message is missed. Okay. So therefore, Vyasadeva was feeling little morose. Why I'm not feeling satisfaction? I have wrote everything. Because nowhere the message was given clearly. Okay. In efforts of attracting, like we do various efforts to attract new people to Krishna consciousness. So there are prerana lectures where various jokes are cracked, various examples are given. But that's just to bring insight. It's not that just by hearing this wonderful examples and jokes, the person will keep progressing. Gaurang Prabhu was saying that one devotee approached him and said that, oh, Prabhuji, you are making such wonderful videos on Instagram and so many of us are attracted. Gaurang Prabhu said, why are you hearing that? That's meant for new people. That's not meant for you. You should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. So, just to make sure that people don't deviate and give up the religious scriptures entirely, there are various types and various means and methods how scriptures try to attract them. But if there is no place where the message is given clearly, then people will get bewildered. So therefore, at the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva writes, Dharma Projita Kaitava Traparamo Nirmat Saranam Sata. All Kaitava Dharma. Okay, so in translation, Prabhupada says, Kaitava Dharma means all the Dharma which is connected to improve your so-called material prosperity. Okay, fruitive work, fruitive Dharma. So all the Dharma which is meant to elevate you on a material platform, Bhagavatam at the very outset, it rejects. Okay, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Parama. Nirmat Saranam Satam. And it gives the real dharma. What is the real dharma? Savai Pumsham Paro Dharma. That is the highest dharma. What is? Yato Bhakti Radhokshaji. Perform bhakti at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So if we see how Vyasadeva or this Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami narrates, it's like sometimes it seems like Bhagavatam is just trying to seek a chance where it can glorify the wonderful beauty of Lord Krishna, wonderful beauty of Lord Vishnu. So many places, the same message, the same beauty of Lord Krishna, how he comes on a Garud, how he wears a Pitambari Vastra, and there is a Kaustubh Javel, and there is Srivats Mark, and he has wonderful Shankh Chakra Gada Patma, glittering crown. Same description, not at more, less than 10 to 20 times are repeated in Bhagavata, whenever he comes. So if there is any other writer, he will skip, okay, refer above, last time described, same as before. But here, every time you get a chance, you glorify Krishna. Every time you get a chance, there is a prayer described. And all the prayers more or less have same pattern. They describe the greatness of Supreme Lord, how everything is under the control of Supreme Lord, how Supreme Lord is beyond these three gunas. Same pattern, all the prayers. But that's what is Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay. No beating around bush, giving the message straight that the real essence of life, the real dharma of life, is to develop attraction to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And if we miss that, notpadyed yadi hari shrama eva hi kevalam. Okay, so if we don't develop this love at the lotus feet of Krishna, everything is useless. And therefore, this Bhagavatam only we can hear such shlokas. Who can compare gold? Everyone, every entire world is running behind gold. And Bhagavatam is saying it's just like a yellow stool. I mean, who can, which other scriptures can describe like this? So therefore, this is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam, that it gives clear message and without any discrimination. Another beauty is, first is, the message is very clear and it repeatedly emphasizes this fact that everyone without any discrimination can achieve bhakti at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Okay, so it's not that, so there are various scriptures which describes how if there is yajna, only as like a Brahmana can do, only a certain category like Purush can do. Okay, so if there is certain deity worship that is to be performed, only a certain class of people can do. Okay, so these are various things mentioned in scriptures. So immediately question might arise that what about me? I am not a rich person. I am not a particular, I am of different gender. Then how I can perform bhakti? But then Srimad Bhagavatam gives so many examples. Okay, Prahlad Maharaj began bhakti in the womb. Okay, Ajamil began bhakti when he was about to die. So birth is not the criteria. Okay, Sudama, he was like absolutely so poor that he didn't had even anything at his home to give to Supreme Lord Krishna. Was poor to that extent. And then we have example of Ambarish Maharaj or Parikshit Maharaj, the emperor of entire planet. They are performing bhakti. You have examples of Mother Kunti, who is like among the topmost devotees, the gopis, who are like, there is no difference, like a particular gender cannot perform bhakti. And then we have examples of Mrigari, a hunter, okay, not even in four class, not even Shudra. He is becoming a pure devotee. Okay, so there is no restriction. Bhakti can be performed by anyone. Okay, so that so many, and forget about humans. Bhagavatam gives example of Ritra Asur. Okay, what to speak of humans, Ritra Asur, which, so this is like, at many places it's said that Bhagavatam, which book is Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam is that book which describes, which glorifies Ritra Asur. Okay, so in all other scriptures, Ritra Asur is termed as a demon, a Rakshasa. But Bhagavatam glorifies him as a great devotee. Okay, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Just a person, who is he? What is the caliber of that person is defined how much relation, how much bonding he has developed with Supreme Personality of Godhead. No matter who is, where he is, what he is, it doesn't matter. Okay, so this is wonderful quality or greatness of Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, so here we are reading how Sukadeva Goswami is describing about this material world is like a forest compared to forest, and everyone is trying to achieve happiness in this world. Okay, and the fact is, long before in one of these lectures, I heard about how this material world is just so illusory. We think that we will acquire happiness, okay, but we are being cheated repeatedly. Okay, so first we will begin with the cause. Why the person, okay, so one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that someone who is connected to Krishna so closely, who is an amsha of Lord Krishna, how it's possible that that person can be attracted to Maya? Okay, so Prabhupada gives this example that because there is a difference between a fire and a spark of fire. The moment the spark is out of that fire, it loses its strength. It loses its power. Okay, so similarly, it's said, Krishna bhuliye jiva bhoga vancha kare, pashate maya tare jhapatiya dhare. Okay, Krishna bhuliya jiva bhoga vancha kare, pashate maya tare jhapatiya dhare. Okay, the moment a jiva, okay, who is an eternal amsha of Supreme Lord, the moment he forgets Krishna bhuliya, the moment he forgets Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what he does, bhogavancha kare. So immediately he desires something other than Krishna. So what is the next personality? Maya. Okay, immediately that person is captured by Maya. जनस्य कृष्णात् विमुखस्य दैवात् अधर्मशीलस्य सुदुःखितस्य अनुग्रहय चरन्ति नूनं भूतानि भव्यानि जनार्दनस्य. सो जनस्य कृष्णात् विमुखस्य दैवात्. नो वन कैन सी शैडो व्हेन द पर्सन इज लुकिंग एट सन, टुवर्ड्स सन. नो वन कैन सी हिज और हर शैडो. इफ यू वांट टू सी द शैडो, व्हाट यू हैव टू डू, वी हैव टू टर्न द फेस. ओके, देन वी कैन सी द डार्कनेस. सो टिल द पर्सन इज टू सीइंग टुवर्ड्स कृष्णा, टुवर्ड्स सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड, टुवर्ड्स सन, यू कैन नॉट सी डार्कनेस. Okay, wherever is Krishna, you can, there can't be Maya. Maya cannot exist. Okay, so Janasya Krishnat Vimukhasya Deva. The person, the moment he turns around, okay, oh Krishna, I don't want you, I want something else. The moment he turns around, that moment Maya, Pashate Maya Tare Chapati Yadhare. Immediately Maya captures. Okay, so Jantu. In the heart, Jantu is praying. Soham vasannapi vibho bahu dukha vasam garbhan nirjigamse bahir andhakupe yatropayatam upasarpati deva maya mithya matir yadanu samsmriti chakrametat. So Jantu is praying inside the womb. Okay, this... it is yet to be born. He is yet to be born. He is praying inside. So ham vasan api vibho bahudukha vasam. Oh God, he is so much frustrated. He is so much depressed. He is so much suffering there. But he is telling, so ham vasan, even though I am suffering, O Lord, bahudukha vasam. I am hearing, I am staying here with so much of suffering. Garbha nad nirjigamise bahirandhakupe. I don't wish to go out. Na nirjigamise. I don't want to go out. Okay. Why? Yatropayatam. The moment I will come out, what will happen? Upasarpati deva maya. Immediately your maya will capture. Okay. The moment the person comes in this world, the moment Maya captures, upasarpati deva Maya, mithya matir. Then what happens? Mithya matir. False identification. And what is that false identification? I am this body. And what happens with that? Yadanu samsmriti chakrametat. The person just keeps rotating in this world, birth after birth after birth after birth. So this... Jantu is praying inside the womb that I just don't want this world. I just want to stay inside womb. Okay. Similarly, Sukadeva Goswami is staying inside womb, and then he is not ready to come out. Vyasadeva is requesting, please come out. He said, no, Maya will catch me. Maya will capture me. Vyasadeva is requesting, oh my dear son, please come out, don't worry, I will protect you. So Sukadeva Goswami says that, what you will protect? You are yourself captured by Maya. Hey, I wrote entire Bhagavatam, I wrote and all the scriptures. How can you say that I am captured? Sukadeva Goswami says that because you are telling, oh my son, please come out, you are attached to your son. Okay, so how can you capture? And we see... Okay, we are not to the level to discuss that. It's Sukadeva Goswami he is telling. Vyasadeva, he is definitely beyond. But we also hear this pastime that Vyasadeva, when he is going behind his son and there are few ladies who are taking bath in a small water pond. So when they say Sukadeva Goswami, there is absolutely no sign, okay, that this person has least discrimination between man or woman. He has least bodily identification, he has zero. But when Vyasadeva comes, they cover their bodies. So Vyasadeva asks, why did you do like this? My son, who is young and he is not wearing clothes, but you didn't covered your bodies. Then they said, because this person has zero identification with this body. Okay, so the moment a person turns his face away from Krishna, moment Maya catches. And what happens when Maya catches? Jantu says, Mithya Matir. Immediately this identification with body, I am this body, arises. And all the sufferings in this world is because of the moment this ahankar arises, I am this body, immediately what arises? Duality. Okay, immediately what arises? Duality. Good, bad, happiness, distress, rich, poor, fair, ugly. Okay, all the so-called happiness of this world and so-called distress of this world, both are illusory. But just because of this identification, this both arises. Like once a sadhu went to a king, and king asked that, please tell me how I can be relieved of all the miseries of this world. The sadhu said, okay, I will give an example. I will tell you how to give up this miseries, the problems of this world. So the sadhu started running outside the kingdom. Everyone thought, what happened, this sadhu? So everyone started running behind this sadhu. The sadhu went outside and everyone were running behind this sadhu, and sadhu went and he caught hold of a tree, embraced a tree, and he was telling, leave me, leave me, leave me. Okay, the king approached and said, what happened to you? I asked you a question. You seem more bewildered than me. The tree is not catching you. You are catching the tree. Okay, so therefore you are miserable. The sadhu said, exactly. All the problems of this world is because we are holding, we are catching this identification very strongly that I am this body. And because of this identification, we are miserable. Okay, we are miserable. The moment a person gives up this identification, a person becomes peaceful. A person becomes very calm and composed. Okay. So we'll see few qualities of material happiness. Okay, as I said, long time before I heard this various wonderful acronym. Okay, given by Gauranga Prabhu. So this material happiness is, no matter whatever it is perishable. Okay, if there is a new movie and someone goes to see that movie, after seeing one or two times or three times, he will become bored. Okay, so it's perishable. If you get a gulab jamun, you eat that gulab jamun, 1, 2, 3, then that gulab jamun, you will just fear from the very name of gulab jamun if you have eaten 10 gulab jamuns or 15 gulab jamuns. Okay, so Radhesham Prabhu was one telling, there was one devotee in Pune. So the first time he got pineapple butter halwa, that's okay, after maybe Scon bullets, that's the best thing, the brand that we have, and he got so much attracted, so much that he kept eating, and he ate so much that after some time he became unconscious, and he was like sent to a hospital, and doctor said, there is only one way, you have to do surgery and take out the halwa. Okay, so to what extent a person can eat, okay, or any senses, there is a limit, it's perishable. Okay, and second, it's addictive. So the more you try to enjoy, you reach a frustration, then after some time you again develop the desire. Okay, so everyone begins smoking or drinking alcohol with a clear-cut plan that every day I will just take one, or I will just take one glass or one cigarette. Okay, I will maintain and balance my life in such a way that I don't get trapped. But it doesn't happen like this. There is no person on this planet who has maintained this vow who has taken just one cigarette every day has never increased the dose. It's addictive. It's by default that kick that you get in the first time. Next time you require more kick. Next time you require more kick and more extreme experience to give you that kick that you received the very first time. Okay, so you go for more and more and more and more and more, and you are trapped, and we get trapped. Third is, it's risky. Okay, it will definitely destroy the person's health, the person's stability of mind. And it's illusory. Person thinks that this is happiness, but it doesn't happen. Okay, if that's happiness, we see that so many cases of psychiatry, okay, psychological cases have increased because of media industry. Okay, so many cases of like young children and youths are so much restless, they have destroyed their peace of mind. We have so many cases of psychological issues, and the main reason is entertainment industry. Okay, so entertainment industry is meant to give entertainment, but that industry is causing the biggest examples. Okay, that's the biggest cause of increased psychological disorders. Okay, so it's risky. It's illusory. And then it's stale. Okay, we cannot enjoy the same thing again and again and again. And finally, it's flickering. You get happiness in this, next moment you want something else, next moment you want something else, next moment you also want something else. Okay, so it's perishable, addictive, risky, illusory, stale and flickering. Okay, so the acronym that he gave is Paris Fly. Similarly, so there are, this is qualities of material happiness. Okay, so this wonderful example comes of Pingala. Okay, so Pingala, she is like out of the 24 gurus, this Avadhut Brahma is explaining, this is one of the guru, that Pingala is standing outside and she is screening every person that might be this person. She is a prostitute. She is standing and expecting that this person will come and give me happiness today. And that was also her source of living and also her source of happiness. It describes there. And she was waiting and waiting and waiting, and practically entire night passed and no one came. And then, by mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, this feeling of detachment, this knowledge of futility of material happiness arose in her heart. Okay? So she says, very wonderful shloka, wonderful she says, यदस्तिभिः निर्मितवंशवंश्य स्थूनं त्वचारोम नखे पिन्नधम् क्षरं नवद्वारमगारमेतत् विन्मुत्रपूर्णमद् उपैति कन्या. सो शी सेज यदस्तिभिः निर्मितवंशवंश्य, हाउ इज दिस बॉडी मेड अप ऑफ? यन अस्तिभिः. Astibhi means bones. Nirmita is made up of. His body is made up of vamsha vamsha, spine and ribs. Okay, sthunam, again bones. Twacha, skin, rom, hairs, nakha, nails. Pinnadham, okay, covered. Kshran, so the body is made up of these things, and this is a closed thing. It's covered by these things. And there are certain holes. How many holes? Nav dwaram. There are 9 holes. And there is certain thing oozing out of this hole. Okay, if you have a pot and there is a leakage in the pot, and from that leakage milk is coming out. So what will be there inside the pot? Milk. If there is a pot and there is a leakage and there is water is coming out,
Okay, if something else is coming out, what will be there inside the pot? That thing. So this is a body where there is a leakage, and there are 9 leakages. Only thing is, there is not, of course, there is involuntary leakage, but it has some control. Okay, from not even a single hole, something good comes out. Okay, this body is made up of 9 holes. Navadwaram. So agaram, this agar, this body, this home is made up of 9 holes, and not even a single hole gives out something good. Okay, I think probably the only one time something good came out was from nose of Brahma. Okay, Lord Varaha appeared. Okay, so he was his own sweet will, sweet wish. So we can understand what is inside this body. Okay, only rubbish, only she says vinam mutra puranam, stool and urine, it's filled with that. Okay, and I am attracted to that. So we hear so many things. Still, how powerful the maya is. Okay, it's not very easy. So then Rishabhadev, he describes. So we will see a few shlokas described by various personalities in Bhagavatam. Rishabhadev says, Nayam deho deha bhajam nriloke kashtan kamanar hate vid bhujam ye tapo divyam putrakaye na sattvam shuddhye dayasmad brahma saukhyam tu anantam. Okay. So he says, Nayam deho deha bhajam nriloke kashtan kaman vid bhujam arhate vid bhujam. A person should not endeavor for material happiness what's compared to eating stool like hogs. Okay. So that's the degree Bhagavatam describes this material enjoyment or material happiness. Okay. Vid bhujam. Okay. That is even available to all, everything. Everyone who is present in this world. So only life that we have, he says, Nayam deho deha bhajam nirloke. A person who has got this human life, they should at least not endeavor for this useless material happiness. Okay? Kashtan kaman arhate vit bhujam. Maitreya Rishi is telling that just for little happiness, little degree of happiness, we endeavor so much. Okay, this world, we give so much of energy, we strive so much. Like once Radha Gopinath Prabhu was telling, that with the intensity and seriousness with which what we studied our academic books, if with that intensity, even 50% of that intensity, we start reading our scriptures, I mean, that will be such a great achievement. We'll be so much, we'll receive so much mercy. But we put so much efforts outside to achieve something which is very small. It's so foolish and it's like a penny. Okay. Soham niranam shulla sukhaya dukham mahad katanam viramaya tasya pravartaye bhagavatam puranam yadah sakshad bhagavan rishibhya. So he's telling, soham nridam, what are these human beings are doing? Kshulla sukhaya dukkam. So for very meager happiness, for very small happiness, what they are doing? Mahat gatanam. They are going through extreme miseries. Okay. So they are going through extreme degree of pain and suffering in this world for kshulla sukhaya. Okay. So you invest so much, that Prabhupada was giving a very wonderful example. So a person was making his house, very wonderful house he was building. So one person came and asked, why are you making this house? He said that once the house is ready, I will set a fire to it. Okay. So this person started laughing, you are a fool. And Prabhupada explained that we are also the same fool. Okay. We are investing so much energy, we are trying to build this house, we are trying to make this house very opulent, and what will we do at the end? We will set fire to it. Okay, this house will be burned to ashes. And we have invested so much just to build this house. Okay. So what sort of investment is this? What sort of intelligence is this? Okay. Shulla sukhai, for very meager happiness, we mahadgatana, we suffer, we undergo so much suffering. Okay. So that is the nature. Like Indra, when he was being defeated by demons, okay, and he goes to Supreme Lord, and then Supreme Lord says that I am in problem, I am miserable, please help me. Okay, so first, before that, before the birth of Vritrasura, so they went and they were Brahma told that go to take shelter of Vishwaroop. Okay, so he went, and Vishwaroop, he gave him Narayan Kavach, and he was again victorious. And then a small, because Vishwaroop also, the mother belonged to from Asura family, he was also performing oblations for Asuras, okay, on behalf of Asuras. The moment Indra understood this, okay, the very person who gave him so much strength, his own guru, a Brahmana, immediately Indra cut off his head. See, what degree a person can go for material happiness? Okay, no matter what you get, the greed never ends. The greed never ends. He immediately cut off the head of his guru. Vishwaroop had three heads. He cut off all the three heads. Why? Just because he felt little insecurity. Little insecurity. He has so much of opulence. He has so much of, like, who can we try to become? Okay, we have some LIC and then mutual funding and some balance in our banks, and then people of this world try to become stable or secure themselves by taking shelter of these things. Okay, because the natural thought process is, if you have enough material opulence, your life will be stable, you will be peaceful, that will be security for you. But what, imagine the opulence of King Indra. Still he is insecure. For what? Just because some oblations are performed for demons. So no matter, even if you get everything in this world, the person won't become happy. The person won't become happy. He will be always in anxiety. He will always be insecure. Okay, he will always be insecure. Hiranyakashipu, he was the ruler of not only this one planet, he was ruler of entire, except Lord Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu. Each and every personality, all the three worlds were respecting him, were performing prayers to him. And that was Hiranyakashipu. And only one person was not ready to say Hiranyakashipu ki jai was his own son. And what was the age of his son? Only 5 years. Okay. So he could have adjusted with this fact, the entire world is glorifying me. Forget if this one child is not glorifying. Okay. But that's the nature of greed. Even if one person is, if like the more you get, the more you want. Okay, so we hear so many scandals, 10,000 crore scandals, 20,000 crore scandal, and some middle class person is thinking, what will he do with so much money? 10,000 crore, we don't even have 10 lakhs. How can this person do such a big scandal? Because that's the nature. The more the person gets, the more the person desires, and there is no end, whatever you do. Okay. Recently, I heard this story that one person, when he was approached by some devotee, okay, give some funds to temple, he said, I am very poor, I am going through so many challenges in my life and so much financial crisis. After some time, there was a raid at his home, and around more than 1,000 crores was like they discovered the income tax people. So this is the world that there is no satisfaction. So Hiranyakashipu, he was not satisfied with this one small child only. He is telling, glorifying Hari. Everyone else in this world is glorifying Hiranyakashipu. But this boy, okay, the Shandamark says that this boy is like a thorn in this wonderful sandalwood forest. Okay, these all demons are like forest of sandalwood, and this boy has born like a thorn tree, and Vishnu is like the axe, that iron part, and this boy will become the handle, the very good, the thorn tree is very good to make handle of the axe. So this boy will become like the handle, and with this axe, the entire demons will be destroyed, the race of demons will be destroyed. So that, to that degree, this will be unsatisfied. So we'll discuss first in Indra. Okay, so Indra, he cut Vishwarup Tvashta, like he brought Vritrasur, produced Vritrasur, and Vritrasur, he came and he started devouring everything. Okay, no one was comparable, like, to fight in front of Vritrasur. And again, demigods went to Supreme Personality of God. He said that, okay, please help us. This person is so much terror, is creating so much problem. So imagine, they are so close to Krishna, they are so close to Supreme Lord, they are going and praying, and Supreme Lord is standing in front of them, and they are requesting that, please do something. Now, this is beauty of Bhagavatam. This devotee who have this opportunity to take darshan of Lord, stand in front of God and do prayers, and they are asking, please help us. And Supreme Lord is telling, okay, you go and request my devotee, which devotee? Dadhiji, and ask from him, please give your bones, give up your body and give me your bones. And that's too much. You go to a person and tell him to give his bones. Why? He is my devotee. He will give you. Don't worry. Okay. And then with that vajra, with that bones, you go and you will be very easily kill Vritrasur. Why? He is also my devotee. Okay. So with this vajra, with go, kill one of my devotee, take his bones and kill another of my devotee, you will be peaceful. You don't worry. Question arises, who is devotee? We are standing in front of you, we are asking something from you, praying to you, and Krishna is telling, okay, kill two of my devotees and you will be satisfied. Because these devotees, they are not after material happiness. They are least interested for happiness of this world. Okay? And this Indra, so this is difference of Indra, the Sakam Bhakta and Shuddha Bhakta. So Indra goes with this Vajra, his fight begins. And while Indra has one hand, he has Vajra, and one hand he has this club. Indra throws his club. Okay, Vritrasur catches the club with his left hand and throws back. With so much force, it hits Airavat, and both Indra and Airavat like go so much behind, they fall down. Now with Vajra in his hand, Indra is standing, totally dejected. Depressed, he lost the entire confidence. He said, okay, God has given this vajra. My club is also not very, like, it's not a very simple thing. I threw this club with so much of force, with all of my energy, and he just played with this club and he retaliated in such a terrible manner. So I think this vajra also won't work. Okay, and he's standing on battlefield, totally discouraged, hopeless. What if I throw this vajra and it won't work? Then Vritrasur, on the battlefield, he is giving motivational lecture to Indra. Get up! I am supposed to be killed by this vajra. And he is starting with this vajra and he is telling, what if it doesn't work also? This vajra also won't work. And Vritrasur gave a nice class that how you should not have slightest doubt that I will be killed by this vajra. God has empowered this vajra. Okay? And he requests so much, he motivates so much, he boosts so much that Indra gets energy. And then he starts fighting. Okay, when he starts fighting, he cut off one of his hands. And then Vritrasur, with another hand, he hits Indra on his jaw. And this time, Vajra falls from his hands. Okay, Vajra falls from his hand. And now, he is again standing, totally hopeless and discouraged. Ki now, how can I lift up this Vajra? And then again, session 2, okay, motivational class part 2. Vajra gives, this Vritrasur gives on the battlefield, lift this Vajra, Baba. Immediately kill me. I am waiting that when you will kill me. And I will go and achieve lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And he is praying, oh God, when I will again, ajata paccha iva mataram khaga. Okay, when I will again become your servant, see your beautiful darshan, will serve your devotees. So he is eagerly waiting to be killed by Indra. Okay. And Indra is standing totally hopeless and with so much loss of faith. And then finally, Indra glorifies Vritrasur. How you are absolutely, you have already transcended these three modes. Okay? You are not bound by three modes of nature. You are already liberated. And he glorifies Vritrasur on battlefield. And then he again attacks and Vritrasur. We here know the pastime that how Indra was swallowed by Vritrasur and then he came out piercing the belly and then killed Vritrasur. Okay, so we have examples of Indra, okay, who killed his guru for material happiness. We have example of Kamsa, who killed all his relatives. Okay, he also captured his father. We have example of Aurangzeb. We have example, so many examples of scriptures and current times, okay, and then we have example of Vritrasur, example of Dadichi, example of Rantide, okay, 48 days Rantide was fasting. The moment he was about to start eating, this Brahmana came, he gave a portion of his food. Then again when he started, a Shudra came, he again gave. And then when he was about to eat, a Brahman, again a man came with so many dogs, he gave up everything, satisfying the dogs. And then he was just, he was so hungry and he was so much dehydrated, he was just about to drink water so that he won't die. And then a person, a Chandala came, extremely thirsty. Okay, and then he asked for water. Okay, and this wonderful Shloka, then he says, he gave this water to this Chandal. Okay, then he prays. Okay, he says, Nakamayeham Gatamishwarat Param Ashtarthi Yuktam Apunar Bhavamva Artim Prapadde Akhiladeha Bhajam Antastita Yena Bhavatya Dukkaha. He says, na kamaye ham gatimishwarat param. So he was practically about to die because of dehydration. That time he's praying to Supreme Personality of Godhead, oh Lord, I don't want anything from you. Okay? I don't want astasiddhi. I don't want liberation. I want to stay in this world. Antastiti. I want to stay in this world. Okay? Among these suffering people, and let all their sufferings come to me so that they become happy. So that's the mood of devotee. What to speak about striving for material happiness? They are ready to take sufferings of all the personalities so that they can suffer and all the suffering personalities can be happy. Okay, so these are the difference between devotees and those who are striving for material happiness. And we were discussing about example of Prahlad Maharaj. Okay, Prahlad Maharaj he says that how till the time a person, okay, how one can, one wants to, if he wants to give up this material happiness, okay, if he wants to get detached from this material happiness, the only source is taking the dust of lotus feet of devotees. Okay, so this was the shloka, this was the statement. Then when Prahlad Maharaj spoke, Hiranyakashipu lost all his patience and he's ordered to kill Prahlad Maharaj. Okay, this was the climax of his frustration. First of all, this little boy is like not ready to hear anything. He went to school, and again when he came, he said that the greatest of all knowledge is to take shelter of Lord Hari. And then Prahlad Maharaj, he says to his father, okay, Naisham, okay, Naisham matista vaduru kramangrim sparshat Yanarthapagamo yadartha Mahiyasam padarajobhishekam Nishkinchananam navrinitak yavat. Okay. So, till what? Naisham matis tavat urukramangre. Till that time a person won't develop attraction for lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Till what time? Sparshatyanartha, okay, Mahiyasam padarashobhishekam. So he is telling to his father, oh father, if you want to develop attraction to lotus feet of Lord Hari, what you have to do? You have to take a bath. What bath? You have to take bath from the dust of the feet of the devotees of Lord Hari. Then there is some chance that you will get attraction to Lord Hari. Now his father is so much envious to Lord Hari, and he is telling you, take a bath from now. You Mahat Pad Rajo Abhishekam. You perform Abhishek from Mahat Pad Raj. Okay, from the Raj of the devotees of Lord Hari. Okay, till that time you won't develop attraction for Lord Krishna. And this was like too much for Hiranyakashipu, and he ordered to kill Prahlad Maharaj, and he could see that in spite of so much of efforts, he was not able to do anything to Prahlad Maharaj. We will end this by wonderful realization of Pingala we spoke in beginning. Okay, so Pingala, she says that what is the method to enjoy happiness? Suhrat preshtatamo natha atmachayam sharirinam tam vikriyatmanaivaham ramenena yatharama. So she is telling, Suhrat preshtatamo natha atmachayam sharirinam. Okay, so atmana. So what I will do? O Lord, I will give up the happiness of this world. Okay, and I will purchase you. How I will purchase? Tam vikriya atmanevaham. Vikri means to purchase. Aapko main kharid lungi. Okay, vikri kar lungi. So, tam vikriya atmanevaham, and I will enjoy. How? Rame anena yatharama. Like Mother Lakshmi enjoys you. How Mother Lakshmi enjoys you? By sitting at your lotus feet and serving you. Okay, so I will enjoy in the same way. How? I will purchase you. And what is the currency of purchasing Lord? She says, Atmanevaham, surrendering to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Surrendering totally. So therefore Krishna, after telling various types of dharma, various types of instructions to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, he says, okay, sarva dharman parityaj, okay, leave everything, maam ekam sharanam raj, just take my shelter, aham tvam sarva pape mokshishyami masuch. Okay, I will take care of everything. So this, we are in this world because we have turned our face away from Krishna, developed this identity, ahankar of aham mameti, and suffering in this world, and this material happiness is illusory. We discussed various qualities, and we discussed extreme examples. Those who are intensely desiring for material happiness, to what extent they are dissatisfied, no matter how much they get, like Indra. And there are devotees, okay, even they have nothing, and they are ready to give up everything, but they are absolutely satisfied, peaceful, and because they have taken shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the only means is to take shelter of Lord Krishna and His wonderful devotees. Thank you very much. Anyone has one question? We can take one question or something.
ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्रीद प्रभुपाद की जय. हरे कृष्ण.